right, Ed, go. I'm just kidding. Ed DeRosa joins us this morning. He is the marketing and racing analyst for TwinSpires.com. We're coming up on the first Saturday in May, the running of the Kentucky Derby. Ed, good morning.
This is my big day.
How are you doing today,
Ed? Good morning.
Hey,
I'm doing great.
Great. I was looking at the Kentucky Derby site. They have something called Thurby. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I'm here, so I'm aware. A little marketing gimmick, admittedly, but here in Louisville, Oaks Day used to be known as the locals' day at the races, and then Kentucky Oaks on Friday got so popular that the locals sort of victim of the success of the race. So now Thursday is the locals' day, and sort of tie a bow around it, they've dubbed it Thurby. Which is a lot of fun. This is the first year I've lived in Louisville, and it's great to see the buzz around the area.
Right. Well, you're formerly from Cleveland, so we welcome you back here to talk about the Kentucky Derby. What is the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby?
That's right. Yeah. Grew up going to the track with my grandfather, which now is Jack Thistledown. When I was growing up, which was Thistledown, but saw a few derbies there with him via simulcast, and just really loved the game, and fortunate to have grown up in a place that had live racing for me to get into.
So what's the chatter for this weekend's race?
Well, the big storyline is definitely Justify, who's undefeated, and he's going to be the favorite. The storyline for me is I'm going to try to beat him. So as a gambler, I'm not buying the hype. I'm going to try to take advantage of other people's opinions and find a different winner. But Justify, definitely super talented. Excited to see what he can do on Saturday, but I think he's going to come up short as the favorite. Audible is my top pick. He won the Florida Derby. Todd Pletcher trains him. He won the Derby last year. I think there's a lot to like about him, including being 8 or 10 to 1.
I'm looking at the Kentucky Derby Twitter handle, and they have a horse named Mendelson. I like that.
That's right, yeah. And he's actually one of the more interesting stories, too, and he'll probably be the second choice. But he's trained in Ireland by Aidan O'Brien, who I happen to think is definitely the best trainer in the world right now and maybe of all time. But he shipped here last year and won a Breeders' Cup race. Then he shipped to Dubai and won a race in March. And now he's back here in Louisville. So this one's Admiral Club, frequent flyer miles for sure. But it would be a big international win for a horse based in Ireland to come and win the Kentucky Derby. And he definitely has a chance. I like him more than Justify for sure.
How much of a world influence is there now in the Kentucky Derby?
It's growing. The Derby has a Japanese series where horses can compete in selected races in Japan to qualify for the Derby. None have gone that path this year, but it adds to the mystique around the world. And all countries have their biggest races. The Kentucky Derby is modeled after the Epsom Derby in England. The France has the Arc de Triomphe. Australia has the Melbourne Cup. But really, the Derby stands tall as a race known around the world, and the fact that more people internationally are having a focus on it and targeting it as a potential race to win it just adds to the allure here in Louisville.
Ed, this question coming from a novice, that would be me. Are horses different country to country, different parts of the world?
The horses themselves, I mean, they're physiologically about the same. There's not a lot of cultural differences. The biggest difference would be with the breeding because the horses run on different surfaces. And in Europe, turf is the predominant surface, whereas in America, it's dirt. So you'll see horses in Europe with more breeding through the years that produces turf horses, whereas in America, we're looking for speed on the dirt. So the biggest difference, I would say, would be lineage and pedigree to fit the style of that country's racing, but horse to horse, you wouldn't see a difference as you would, knowing cultural differences and in the melting pot that is the U.S.
Craig, a horse is a horse, of course, as you know.
Exactly.
Ed DeRosa from TwinSpire.com, racing analyst, joining us. Talk a little bit about TwinSpire. You got, I guess, the technology apps and things are working their way into horse racing and not such?
Yeah, we're a lot of us are waiting to see what the Supreme Court decides about sports betting. But in the meantime, betting on the sport of kings is definitely regulated and legal. here in the U.S., and no better race to get down on than the Kentucky Derby, whether you're going to the track and playing there, or if you're out and about at a derby party, watching the kids play soccer, or whatever it is, you can get on your app or get on twinspires.com and watch and wager not only on the Derby, but horse races throughout the world around the clock. So for someone like me, it's great. I can play every day from anywhere. But even if you're just a Derby person and want to get swept up in the tradition and pageantry of 144 years of Derby history, you can get on Twin Spires and bet the greatest race in the world. So it's a fun week for us here.
What's the weather going to be like on Saturday?
You know, it's been a moving target, unfortunately. It looked okay early in the week, then it looked great midweek, and then the forecast this morning took a really nasty turn. So hopefully they're wrong about this one and we're right initially, because what we're seeing today means look for mutters.
It's mint juleps or margaritas, because it's Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. So the drink of choice, I guess, on that day.
A lot of options there for sure.
Great. We appreciate your time, Ed. Thanks for sharing a little insight into us about the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Happy Derby, everyone.
Ed DeRosa joining us from twinspires.com with the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby. The fastest, I think it's fastest 2 minutes in sports, Craig.